We have now hit one of the greatest milestones that honestly I think a podcast could ever hit. Miss Parker,
Yes.
we are now recording the 100.
Not wait, what? It's
100. One, zero, zero.
100. How do you feel that?
Benjamin Franklin episode of the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, we finna give it up.
You have like the loud
clap. I'm gonna clap for
you
us.
You have like the loudest claps ever.
Listen, first of all, I appreciate you. I love you.
Well, thank you.
100.
100.
Listen, y'all don't understand. These are now 100 Watch for the Hook Wednesdays through Fridays. And I say do Fridays, we used to be on Fridays. But for the last 100 weeks, we've given y'all an episode.
We have a different topic, a relevant topic, informative topic, like a peeled back peek into the crap we deal with, stuff we don't want to deal with, shit we hope you don't have to deal with.
Real life hooks.
Yeah, all that.
Two piece and a biscuit.
All that.
And we are going to keep bringing you relevant topics.
That's all I got in me.
Every Wednesday. Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. And we want to, first of all, we also want to say thank y'all for those who have tuned in, hung in, listened, given your feedback.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Just, you know, provided that feedback. That helps.
Podcast reviews, all that great thing.
Yeah. Interaction, shares, comments, likes.
We want to say thank y'all.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Everything is greatly appreciated.
Because a thumbs down is still an interaction.
Oh, most definitely.
It lets me know that maybe that topic wasn't the best. Maybe it was too real. Maybe I didn't, you know, go in detail enough. Maybe there was more. Yeah.
100. 100. 99.9% of podcasts do not make it to this anniversary date.
Right, because I mean it's a lot of like variables to that and why it doesn't happen. Maybe the premise of the show wasn't something that was sustainable. Sometimes people, you know, jump on the bandwagon with topics and show ideas. Sometimes you just simply don't have enough content. Maybe you're not as involved in a topic as you were initially, which is what sparked or why there was a spark to even have that kind of subject or that basis of a show.
Yeah, and there's a true thing called podcast fade.
Oh yes. Oh, it's real.
Podcast fade is where it didn't live up to what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get discouraged.
Yep.
And then you either change your format, change what you're doing.
The premise, yeah.
Or you just quit.
A lot of people just stop.
Yeah. And we can be honest. We've had podcast fade. But we had a greater purpose.
Right. I mean, you have to be able to strap up for that roller coaster ride.
Hey, we on that rock and salt twister.
It can be a roller coaster ride, you know, just because we think it's relevant or important doesn't always mean that the audience will feel that way. Maybe the audience isn't checking for what you're talking about. Maybe they just don't have the same thoughts, processes, or ideas. Maybe their perception is different. Maybe they just don't involve themselves in the type of stuff that you do. So it's not relevant to them.
Yeah, we're a niche. And it's N-I-C-H-E.
Yeah.
Niche means you're really subjective, really drawn in, really small minded.
No. It's like super drilled down.
Okay, yeah.
Not small minded. That's totally not what you want to say. It's super drilled down.
You explain it better than me.
Yeah.
That's fine. We deep in this thing. So that's what niche means, right?
Yeah.
So we just like gems.
It's like custom. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like gems in earth. You ain't gonna find no gem in the earth on top of the soil.
Nah, I'm not.
And so now we just want to say we thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. But for the 100 episode, we are going into legacy that we leave will be greater than me.
Or the legacy that I leave will be greater than me.
Well, I say we because it's two of us.
Then you should have said the legacy that we leave will be greater than us.
See, that's why marriage.
Yeah.
But on that campaign, the real campaign is the legacy I leave will be greater than me. And
Absolutely.
if you can see us on our shirts, me and Ms. Park rocking the latest, it's coming out later on in the fall. The legacy I leave will be greater than me line
That's right.
from Watch for the Hook. And you always come by www. Now watch for the number for the hook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Right now, the Dreamer's Tee is out right now. And the Dreamer's Tee is dealing with the premise of, I thought I was going to kill him with this one, but damn, he's still alive. That's for those folks who shoot for the moon. And if they miss, they're still amongst the stars.
Yeah.
We're very happy about that product. It's a front and a back design.
It's
Sitting
a
up.
real breezy color too.
Yeah, it's a teal ice,
Yeah,
man.
it is a super like summer, beachy kind of. It's a different color for us.
Male, female, man, woman,
You can tell,
child.
yeah.
Gonna be real
Yeah.
nice in there.
It is a really soft tee. Like it's nice. It's just it has a spring summer color pop in it. It just really makes you wanna like drive down the main street in your convertible with the top down, you know.
Wind blowing your
The
hair.
wind's blowing in my hair. So is that kind of like is that kind of look?
It's that kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So we're gonna go and jump into this 100. And I gotta keep reiterating the 100.
Unfortunately.
100 episode of the Watch for Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. We're gonna be talking about the legacy that I leave will be greater than me.
Yeah,
And so for
that's it.
Ms. Parker and us, this is a very deep topic. So I think for us, as being entrepreneurs, we always talk about you gotta be crazy, go off in this lane.
Yeah. I won't say you have to be crazy. What I will say is you gotta be like super comfortable and okay with taking risk. You have to.
Scared money don't make no money.
Yeah, if you don't take the risk, chances are you're not really gonna get to see whatever happens, you know, what plays out. You gotta be you can't be afraid to shoot.
Would you say you'll miss 1,000 shots, 1,000% of the shots you never shoot?
That's right.
And so for people that started business, they took their shot.
They did.
And a lot of people gotta understand is most of the people that had successful businesses, it wasn't the first.
Right. And you know what? Crazily, that's something we didn't find out until we were in business. That as we, you know, talked to people, worked on things, networked, people were like, oh, yeah, this is my second, or this is my third or fourth iteration. And I'm like, oh, this isn't your first that flourished? No, this is my second that safely floated, you know? It's stuff like that. And I'm like, dang, I just assume.
It's the one that survived the rough times.
Yeah, you just assume that it's the one they started out with. We've been fortunate enough to have the one we started out with to still be around, to have a second one in the making. You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, for those who don't know about Watch for the Hook, Watch for the Hook was established in 2019 after I survived kidney cancer. And honestly, it's really built on the premise of what Ms. Parker told me while I was recovering. She said, you've had this saying, you've had this knowledge, you've had this thing in you. It's either time to piss or get off the plate.
Verbatim.
And that's what she told me.
Verbatim.
And now that was 2019, September 2019, we started digging into it. We launched in April of 2020
Yeah.
after the world got hit by the pandemic that's known as COVID-19. We survived that pandemic. We survived inflation. We survived a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah, that's right.
And now we're still here.
We are
And that's just a
growing.
test. Oh, yes. And that's a testament to perseverance.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just throw the word perseverance around. But the people that persevered are the people who build legacies.
That's the point.
Legacies aren't built overnight.
Mm-mm.
You got to have a solid foundation, tough work ethic. Some really thick skin.
Oh, man.
You got to be able to take a scratch. in the cut
You got to be able to get
gouge.
bodied. You got to get obviously.
Listen, this stuff ain't for the weak at heart or at mind, because you will get your feelings hurt on a daily
And
basis.
you won't get back up.
Sometimes damn on an hourly basis.
It depends on what day it is and what was planned.
It'll be some people coming to you and say, "What the fuck you do that for?"
Yeah.
You're like, "What you mean?"
I ain't even asked you. If
I
I'd
ain't
asked
asking
you,
you.
you wouldn't have gave me that opinion.
Yeah. And that's just on one business. Because
Yeah.
Parker has already iterated. We're in multiple businesses.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think one of the reasons we are in endeavors for multiple businesses is because there were legacies laid before us.
Yes.
And so when we talk about those things, when we came up with, first of all, we came up with the concept, legacy I leave will be greater than me, which is also a trademark. I'm still in my shit.
You know we gonna do
I will hit you with a cease and
that.
desist real quick. Fuck around and find out. So, I already trademark approved, got serial number, everything. Go find somebody else to play with.
Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play
Go
with
find somebody else to play with.
it.
And we went this route because we both have legacies
Yeah.
that we're building on from others.
Yeah.
And we talk about that, like it's ingrained in us. Miss Parker has talked about this before. She has family members on her side of family who were entrepreneurs and business owners.
Absolutely.
And then we come around, and I've also had the same type of background.
Yeah.
And now we've been married, by the time this episode come out, 13 years. Happy anniversary to you,
Oh,
Miss
thank
Parker.
you.
You're lucky to have me.
You know what? Well, you the prize.
I'm the
You the
catch.
catch.
I'm the catch. Nah, let me quit bullshitting.
If you didn't think you was a catch, then I wouldn't want you.
Exactly. Because I always tell Miss Parker, if ain't nobody still trying to steal what you got, it means you ain't got shit. And I know her sex ass is always somebody looking at her funny. And I be telling her, it's all right. They don't make enough money for you. And she be like, sure don't.
Whatever.
Hey, we all goal oriented
That's
in life.
right. That's right.
And so now as we come upon this 100 episodes, 100, and as we are now knee, when I say knee deep into our third business venture,
Yeah. Oh, child.
when I
Knee.
say
It
elbow,
might be. Hip deep.
we are now
Yeah.
knee elbow deep into the real estate game.
That's right.
And shout out to 822 Legacy down there, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Rihanna and Reggie and them and their whole staff.
I would say annual.
And because it's this man. We gonna y'all will see them later on.
Yeah.
As we keep churning through 2024. But right now we're keeping it a buck.
That's right.
We are going into the bag.
I feel like we're in our legacy era. You know what I'm saying? No.
What I tell you the other day, I said, Miss
You know
Parker,
what? I might have to get that design.
2024 through 2026,
Yeah.
they're gonna be different.
Let me tell you something. I'm feeling it because I'm seeing a lot of, okay, we're swim parents, right? We're basketball parents. Got one that's looking to become a physician, right? And I'm seeing a lot of in my physician era, in my basketball mom era, in my swim mom era. Motherfucker, I think I'm in my legacy era.
You establishing your
Yeah,
legacy.
yeah. Establishing my legacy era.
You are cementing your foundation.
Yeah, I like that. I might have to get that made for me because I'd
You
love to get me a one-off.
done laid the you done laid the brickwork.
Yep, think I might be getting it by next weekend.
You've done the heavy lifting.
Yep, in my legacy here.
But also the main thing is the reason me and you are fixing legacies was because what happened?
The word I'd like to use, it's taboo, it's risque, it's quite judgmental, it's heavily opinion-based, but the word I want to use is squandered. Is
Yeah.
that okay? Is that fair?
You being nice.
Okay,
I would just say, okay,
squandered.
but I'm gonna use it in the terms for the new kids, that generation, what generation it is now.
No, I can't keep up.
Generation 12, 14, 27, I don't know who they are. Oh, we in a generation of fixing the folks that fumbled the bag.
Okay, the bag fumbling.
Yeah, we
Okay.
fixing the folks that fumbled the bag.
Yeah, that's what I like. A legacy squandered on my end, squandered on your end, squandered.
And for the young folks, squandered means they fumbled the
They
bag.
did. They
They
screwed it up, fumbled it, let
had
it
some
go, lost it.
things going, and they just didn't secure the bag.
Didn't see it through.
Yeah, so they fumbled the bag and didn't secure the bag
Didn't
for
see
the
it through.
youngsters that's
Yeah.
out there listening. That's real talk.
But legacy means a lot, you know? It means a lot of different things. It could mean, for some people, it could mean validation as far as them getting a doctoral degree, anything like that. It could mean them being the first time college grad, you know? First generation.
I was thinking in my head, we're now still in certain eras,
Yeah.
especially for African
Yes,
Americans.
yes, 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 yes.
Some of these people are the first to graduate high school in their family.
Yes, first, grad
2024.
generation, you know. Yeah. It means a lot, but fortunately for us, it means branching off into our two businesses as far as with brands, because Legacy Greater Than Me will be here soon. We'll be here soon. What'd you say earlier? So I already stamped. It's coming.
Fall of 2024.
It's coming. But it means so much.
Tune for the football season.
That's right. And for us, it doesn't just mean those two, like establishing brands, legitimizing your work, being able to create, recreate, just do all sorts of new things, pass along, you know, in the next 5, 10, 15, however many years, because we own this shit, right?
Outright.
It doesn't mean just that for us. For us, it also means going back and, in some cases, touching the legacies we feel were squandered or was fumbled. And in one particular instance, on your side, especially, that is a project, you know what I'm saying? That we were just talking about with who? 822 Legacy.
Major project.
Yeah, major project.
Yeah, we're right now with 822 Legacy out of Pueblo, Arkansas. We're right now in the process of renovating a 12-unit apartment complex. And, just quick little history. My grandparents established or founded College Manor Apartment Complex in 1967.
That's right.
So we're well into damn near what, 60 years?
Yeah.
This will be the first major renovation,
Overhaul. Massive overhaul.
massive overhaul for
Yeah.
that apartment complex. And
It's a massive overhaul, first time for that particular property, that location. But it's a huge step for us, with us being in our legacy era, right?
because also one of the main things about it is that I'm a two-time graduate of the University of Arkansas, Pueblo. Shout out to
HBCU.
dear mother. This apartment complex is located right across University
Throw a
Drive.
stone and you're there.
Yeah, from the University of Arkansas, Pueblo. You could stand in the driveway, which is a private lane. And that also entails a whole other thing when you're a business owner, so
Yeah.
and property owner. So you could stand in the private lane of College Manor, which has its own lane. It's called College Manor Lane. You could throw a rock across the highway, which is technically US 65 slash University Drive, and you hit the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff Fine Arts Building.
That's what I was going to say. And then, like, the Smart Building,
Yeah.
and it's the main entryway sign. So, like, legitimately, when you say right across the street, that's probably an understatement.
Is probably the closest off-campus housing development,
Multi-unit, yeah.
multi-unit development in the city,
Yeah,
right next to UAB.
absolutely. Absolutely.
And we want people to understand where we're not going into great detail of how this even came about, because that is a whole
That's a mini series.
I'm just kidding. Damn, you just hit.
Miniseries.
That's about six episodes by
And that's
myself.
just your piece. That ain't even the legacies on my end that was squandered. Cause child, I could tell you some stories.
Yeah, so damn, just give me that idea, Miss Parker. Some of it got like a 12-part miniseries.
Maybe eight.
So, you know, just in just the aspect alone, when we talk about those legacies, we just talking about these two, which are now the two that are developing. We're still not even talking about the simple fact that her grandfather
Right.
was a graphic designer.
Yes.
We make apparel.
Yeah.
Y'all catch the correlation? She had a grandfather who was printing apparel
Yeah.
60, 70 years ago.
Yeah, he was creating custom work. And I used to be up there with him at his store. That was in the 90s, you know, at the very least, you know, by the time he kind of rolled out of everything. That was the 90s.
And he
That
was
was
doing it well before the 90s, too.
Oh, absolutely. He was a really wonderful photographer.
So Papa George was taking images
Yeah.
and putting them on apparel.
Yeah.
So a lot of people understand that's two different businesses that you
It
combine
is.
in one. Photography is just one business by itself.
Right.
But then you take photographs or images and then put them on garments. That's a whole nother business in its
It is.
own.
That was one grandpa. The other grandpa was into kind of like agri and basically land ownership.
So your grandpa Chalmers, my grandpa Sellers,
Yeah.
grand business,
Yeah.
agricultural, dealing with the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge farmer, owned
So
lots of
that's what we're
space too.
saying.
Yeah.
The legacy that I leave would be great to me. We're talking about people who lay foundations for us.
Absolutely.
Not saying they laid them for us.
They were laid, right?
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, it's up to us to maximize.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about a legacy. Legacy isn't for you because the thing is, legacies are created because of the behind the scenes work. A lot of people don't get the praise or get the admiration because they're like, here. Or I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing.
You are moving in silence.
These more silence like lasagna. Shout out, we see. And so when you think about that, you're like, wow, how did that come about?
Yeah.
Somebody has to tell that story.
That's true.
And I think
Absolutely
the
true.
crazy thing is now that me and Miss Parker have almost become storytellers.
Yeah.
Because now those people have moved on past this mortal plane,
Yes.
but the legacies they left are influencing us daily. And now we're taking the legacies that they left behind while establishing our own legacies and then forming a foundation for our girls as the legacy we leave behind them for them to look and try to pick up and then broaden upon as they get on.
Yeah. So it's crazy because what my one grandpa on the left did, what my one grandpa on the right did, you know, they were very separate people. Now you have a grandchild of theirs that is doing what they both did combined, right?
Ain't that funny how things work?
So now, and then you have you that had your grandpa and your grandma that were. Your grandpa was doing the agri stuff, right? And I don't say stuff to be disrespectful, but the stuff. It was lots of good stuff. Okay.
Listen. We already know who sellers is.
Yeah. You had him doing his stuff and your grandma doing her stuff.
She was the brains. Oh, don't, my wife Tatiana said, I read the books. I read Mary B was a
She made sure
she
everything
was
worked.
wrong. She
I
was a
love her
mom.
though.
Like she never met my grandma. My
Never
grandma
met
died back
her.
in 1991, but
Yeah.
she knew.
Yeah.
She
I
said,
was like, oh,
listen.
I see who ran this show. You had
Yeah.
one person that made sure ran, the other person that was the mouthpiece. Period.
I'm the mouthpiece on
Yep.
this end. Tatiana run this
Just making sure
group. Don't get it twisted.
it
Miss Parker run this bitch.
runs. But you have that combination on your end. So you're now doing, essentially combined. We're together doing what both of my grandpas did, coupled with what your grandmother and grandpa did. That's like four grandparents that we have morphed into two people.
And even like, not to even exclude my mother's father, the list Stigger was a motherfucker. He was at grind too. He then Stuttgart. My grandpa, I'm gonna tell you like this, my grandpa was so gangster. He had four open face gold crowns in the late 80s, early
Now
90s.
I met him. Shut up, Mike.
I ain't
I
gonna
don't
tell that
talk about
story.
the
I ain't gonna
topic.
I gotta tell that story to my lady. But hey, listen, when I tell you, my grandpa Stigger was one of the coldest people. He was real quiet. When he smiled, he looked like he from Memphis. But he
It
wasn't
was
slugged
crazy.
out. He just had open face
Right. It
gold
was
crowns.
crazy.
And now that I understand how dental plan works, I don't know how he got them.
Like, wait, hold up. How you pay for them back then? It's crazy.
Ain't figured it out yet.
It's crazy.
Cold grill.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I digress, but what we're talking about, like, safe legacies.
That's just from grandparents.
Yeah.
That's not even like parents. Like, that's just how it goes back. But you can see where, as foundations are laid, and as you start to pick up on things, hint, around things, sniff around things, you kind of start to see either what you can do to keep it going or what needs to be done to maximize it, to evolve it. And I think we've hit that point now where, in a lot of instances, we were not able to keep it going, right? Because
No.
that's where the squander effect comes in it. But what we did do was take those blueprints that were laid out
Foundation.
in front of us, and we took it and we maximized it to the best that we could. So we didn't level this shit up, okay?
That's real gangster what you just said.
Yeah.
What you said was, what a lot of people don't understand is that when, like, my grandparents died, I was still a minor.
Yeah.
So when Papa George died, you were still a minor. But when
Yeah.
Chime was,
I'm grown.
you was grown.
Yeah, I'm
But
grown.
you weren't old enough to pick up. You didn't have the financial capability to pick
No,
up.
couldn't pick it up and run with it. I was
Exactly.
like still in undergrad.
Exactly. So, like, for me, same way. Me and my wife acquired the apartment complex that we're talking about just 3 years ago. Yeah, it wasn't free.
No, it was not.
We paid cash.
Like, yeah, make sure
Yeah,
you say it wasn't free.
it wasn't
Ain't
free.
nobody give us shit.
Yeah, anybody give a shit? We went through the business.
Yeah, it was business.
And so I think a lot of things that people miss is that legacies are a business.
They are. It is. Why do you think you have financial planners? They're the ones that document all of this stuff for you.
Ms. Parker helped me close out two estates. So for those folks who want to do legalese and Google, understand how to close out an estate.
Yeah.
That shit ain't free.
It ain't free. It ain't cheap. And it's not easy. And it damn sure ain't quick.
And I think that's another thing that I think later on we're going to discuss about, not maybe right, not right now, but we're going to talk about later on in the process and coming on the episodes, wheels and what's those living wheels and
Yeah,
things like
living
that?
will attestments.
Because you gotta understand, words matter.
They sure do. If you wrote it on a sticky note on a napkin, if somebody catches wind that there's something that's been updated by you with your signature and date, that's what's going to trump what was done 20 years ago. If they find it in the seat cushion,
You marry somebody else, somebody getting cut out.
done.
You done been 47 years since last time you talked to somebody. Crazy thing is, my grandmother updated her will when she died in 91.
Yeah.
Her twin sister died early that year. And even that update,
Yeah.
how much hell that update cost? It took some time.
That update was a lot. It was massive to basically strike out a name, insert a new name, or just workflow slash reroute.
I should say the thing workflow
Yeah, workflow slash reroute something.
in.
So
That's
a new
all.
name in, yeah.
And so when you think about that, we look at those things. Those are part of legacies, wills, testaments, whatever type of knowledge and financial things that you leave behind. Those things hold weight. And so when we talk about the legacy I leave would be greater than me, it also means fixing something from the past, taking care of what's in the present, but also taking care of what may come in the future.
Preparing it for the future.
Those are three key steps.
Yeah.
And as for African Americans, Black folks, listen, we still, a lot of people don't understand. We are just like, what, about 66 decades into being understanding how to deal with money.
Yeah, which that kind of equates to the time span we've been in corporate America.
Exactly. So we're only 6 decades in. Other folks have had about a 300, 400 year head start when it comes to this shit.
What is it? 35 decades, 36 decades. They 36 decades in. We are 6 decades in. They got 30 decades ahead of us, okay?
And so what we talk about is we also got to understand we have a due diligence to take care of those come after us. I know for a fact that my grandpa LS, grandma Queen Victoria, Mary B. Sellers, they left some in writing
Yeah,
to
they
hold them
did.
for a man.
Absolutely.
And I think that I know on your side, most of them left something in writing
Yes.
that says,
Yes.
this is how things need to proceed
Yes.
upon my departure from this
That's
mortal
right.
plane.
Yep. There's that old traditional reading of the will.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are not even fortunate enough to have that experience.
And that is what a legacy
Yeah, they're
establishes.
not. Yeah. It's just a lot of families that they don't have a reading of the will after the memorial service, after the burial. They don't. It does not exist. There was something to leave.
After the repast and the drinking,
Yeah,
we
and
do.
the partying in the street, because now you done blocked the street off.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
do. And like for us, we've come to understand how much greater it is that there's an old adage, God ain't making no more land.
Nope.
But man, you can pass that land on to somebody.
You sure can.
That whole weight. And that holds an advantage. And then like we've only listen, in between our families, folks got land and sold it off.
Yeah. I just witnessed that a couple of years ago.
For a quick buck.
Yep.
When you was
Don't want
like,
to deal with it. I don't live there anymore. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, lease it. Don't sell it, lease it. Guarantee you some money, lease it.
see you, see.
I'm sorry.
That's what legacy establishes.
That's it.
My legacy ain't for you.
It's
That's
for
what
the
people
people
got to understand.
after you.
Exactly. It's for the people after you. You want to be that person that 3, 4 generations later, they said, you know,
They still talking about you.
Grandma Tatiana and Grandpa Michael. Man, them.
Not the
Listen,
show.
hold up. Don't call my government name. Now, don't do that. Don't do that. But we sitting up here talking about, like, how can you leave something greater than you when you pass this mortal plane?
Yeah.
In 50, 60, 70 years, somebody bring you up. That's legacy.
It is. They
That's
still
legacy.
referencing you,
That's legacy.
and not just the fact that you had a bar fight.
Got your ass kicked.
She did this. He did that. No.
Like the crazy thing is, my
You take that
wife's
to the bank.
the crazy thing is, my wife's grandmother's still alive. Shout out to Big Mama. Big Mama.
I love her.
And you know.
She's 88.
Yeah, that my grandmama too. You know, I hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
So I got me another grandmama. You know, and hell, my last grandparent died in 2006.
Yeah.
It's 2024. It's a long
Yeah.
time ago.
Yeah, the 16, yeah.
But we still talking about
18, yeah.
people that are three, four generations back. Thinking your family was five generations alive right now?
Yeah, baby mama. Yeah, it's five generations of us.
That's a great picture.
It is. We
Five
have
is
some
pretty good,
portraits
like
like that, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
And
we have
so
some portraits like that.
those things are legacies.
Yep.
And so
I mean, I got one picture on my phone where it's one, two, three. It's four generations in it. We're only missing one generation out of that picture. And that was just us at the house sitting around Big Mom, like, y'all take this picture because she got her rouge on, okay? Her lips.
hey, Big Mama, stay sharp.
Hey,
Don't get it twisted.
she be in the hospital admitted. She's still putting on makeup. Like, girl, let them put that out of here.
Hey, Big Mama, like, don't you let them catch me looking
Yep.
flawed.
Yep.
You better tell them folks I'm still with
Yeah, that's hard.
it. And hey, that's a legacy amongst itself. You got to keep it tight and keep it right, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's not get it
That
twisted.
is right. It's all right.
Ms. Park, I really appreciate you for this. As we talk about the legacies we leave, will be great in us. Because even though the term is the legacy I leave, be great in me and you is us.
That's an us, which translates to a we. Yeah.
Yeah, we're a dynamic
Yeah.
duo. I'm your Batman. You my Batgirl.
Oh, Lord.
I can't say Robin because you ain't a
Nah,
man.
I'm not. I'm not.
You Batman, you my
Yep.
Batgirl. But yeah, so Miss Parker, I'm gonna let you take us out because for the 1 minutes.
You
One
know what?
zero zero.
My exit outro is gonna be a little different this time. My hope is that individuals that hear this episode, they kind of understand the premise of legacy greater than me, meaning the legacy I leave will be greater than me, that they understand, you know, what like the concept is. It should be so simple. It's nine words, literally nine. The legacy I leave will be greater than me. But they also like wrap their head around the fact that the term legacy is going to be specific to them and what it is that they are trying to do, trying to accomplish, trying to set up, trying to prepare, so that when they transition, what you say, go to the mortal plane, cross the mortal plane, or what did you ever say?
When they leave this mortal
Leave
plane.
the mortal plane or retire. It don't have to be upon demise. It could be, and I set this stuff up so good. Yeah, now I'm gonna leave it to you. I'm gonna leave it to y'all, and I'm about to go over here to Turks and Caicos, okay?
We finna travel. We gonna drink
Yeah.
good. We gonna act the ass. And we gonna be grown.
That's right. That's right. So, legacy, leaving a legacy doesn't equate to demise. It doesn't have to be justified or quantified by a certain definition that you Google, a certain number that someone comes up with that could equate to, you know, in a financial aspect. It's whatever you decide to lay a foundation on, about, and the path to which you hope others will follow, right?
Foundation and path,
Yeah.
and a whole lot of hope.
Yeah, it's up to you.
And another thing, a whole lot of education.
Yep.
Because we got to educate y'all on this shit ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
I don't want y'all to get this shit misconstrued.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No getting rich quick
It probably
schemes.
won't happen in a generation.
But you can be the person that started that train.
Jump started.
That runs for a lifetime, and then a lifetime, and then a lifetime.
But you have to leave it in a state of operation, not a state of disrepair.
Which means they gotta be running.
It's got to be running. You have to leave something. You got to leave the breadcrumbs for people to follow.
Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.